So, I mean, how are you going to carve it up with the Alex and the Chiefs?
Well, you go in, your starters are playing. You know, I mean, that's just the bottom line. Is you get, it's your last game on the season schedule, and everybody has to get ready to play.
Are you not giving Chase O'Moore or any snaps with the first unit?
He's a backup quarterback. I've been in this role before, and as a quarterback, and you know, you're in the same situation as a backup as you were week one. You get a lot of mental reps.
Has Tyler Brake gotten any work with the scout team during the course of the season?
He get a few snaps here and there, you know, and you know, it's very limited. I've been in that role too as a player, as a third string guy, and that's a very limited role.
It's kind of a weird week for you, Doug, knowing that you can't improve your seating. You don't want to get your guys hurt. You're already in a play. How do you prepare? What do you do differently? Anything?
Nothing. You go in and you attack the game like no other. I mean, you know, we're professionals, and we got to attack it as professionals, and got to get our players ready to go. And we are excited, obviously, to be in the postseason and playing next week. But you can't look past San Diego. I mean, it's a good football team, and we've got to go over there and still try to win the football game.
Is it true that, you know, when players say if you try to be safe and protect yourself and not get hurt, that's kind of winning?
There is something to that. I think you can't go into any game, whether it's preseason, regular season, postseason, with that mindset. You have to go in, you have to attack it, and you have to be in a frame of mind that hey, I'm playing, and that's how we're going forward.
As a coach, have you been in a spot like this before where you have an extra game
We had a couple situations in Philadelphia there. We also had, when I was a player in Green Bay, we've had that situation, but yet you attack that last 2, 3, 4 games of the regular season, however many you have left, is, hey, we got to get, because you want to be playing your best football, and you want your guys playing, and you want to just carry that momentum right into next week.
One of the things that's been the biggest, one of the biggest items on Alex's resume is his consistency. He has the big game at the Raiders, whatever, passer rating is through the roof. Last week he has his worst passer rating. What happened?
You know, it's you can execution, focus, it can't happen. I mean, bottom line, it can't happen. Not this late in the season. He himself would tell you that, you know, as a professional, you can't have games like this, and especially where we are this late in the year. So, from his standpoint, getting back out here on the practice field and erasing that and having another opportunity this weekend, you know, is beneficial for him.
Was it all a shock to you last? I mean, the way you guys went down and scored on that first possession and then it all came to a halt?
Yeah, you know, it because you do have success there in the last couple of weeks, and then your opening drive, you're right down and scoring, and so you start feeling good, I guess, a little bit about yourself, and you can't ever let your guard down that way, not in the National Football League, because, you know, they get paid to play, and you have to continue to play each play as if it were your last, and we just didn't have enough of that last week.
Does that make it important at all for him to get a few series this week?
Here's the thing, is he's going in as a starter, and he's got to play, and we want to erase, you know, the mistakes we made in the game last weekend, and we got one more opportunity before the postseason starts.
What about Jamal? Does he really need to take a beating this week?
Nobody needs to take a beating.
You know what I'm saying?
I know, but he doesn't. But he knows too that in order for him to have success in the postseason, his timing with Alex, with the offensive line, needs to stay hot, and they got to play.
Jamal leading the Pro Bowl voting going into, you know, with the announcement this week, and Jeff Allen's up there, Brandon's Albert's up there. Who you got? Who you like to see in the Pro Bowl? Who's earned it from your team?
I like to see them all. Yeah, all those guys. But yeah. I know the way it's going, the Pro Bowl, and the way it's gonna, mm-hmm, I think, pan out with the way it's changed just a little bit. I think Jamal is worthy. There's several guys. I mean, just to be mentioned with a Pro Bowl ballot, you know, and to be nominated, I think is an honor. It speaks volumes for the type of guys you have, the type of year you have, and really, bottom line is, if you win games, you usually, typically, you know, send guys to the Pro Bowl.
What's made Jeff Allen a Pro Bowler?
You know, he's been one of those consistent guys all year. I mean, he's been in there. He's moved around a little bit. Him and Rodney have been kind of those two guys in there that have kind of anchored that offensive line. He's a tough guy. He's a physical guy, and you know, he gains that respect around the league.
And how about Brandon? You need to see him play this week? Is he one guy who does need
that? Well, you know, yeah, he's a guy that needs to get on the field, and he needs to play, and he's had a couple weeks now where he's rested that injury, and he needs to, he needs one of those guys that needs to get out and play.